Local radio made in the valley. Today, our local radio is made in the bowels of, I shouldn't have called it that, should I have? In the back room of Southern Colorado Computer Services, where we are getting together, as promised, for the past couple of days. You've heard me talk about it on the morning show, where we are getting together with some concerned citizens after we had our hearing with the Rio Grande County Commissioners on Monday night about the proposed pool. And I want to state up front that this broadcast was supposed to feature the aquatics folks who are interested in having the pool put on the ballot, and then some concerned citizens who did not want the pool put on the ballot. The aquatics folks have chosen not to take part in this broadcast, which boggles my mind just a little bit, because if they believe that the pool's going to be put on the ballot, or it should be, then it's going to be put on the ballot, and then the next step is they need to educate the voters to pass it. And what better way to do that than to be on the radio here and now to educate people on their stance and why they want a pool? And I'll bet that there are some county commissioners who sat through the hearing the other day that still maybe are on the fence and haven't made up their minds, and they may even be listening to this broadcast. Hello, commissioners. Glad you're tuned in. At any rate, we are going to pick through this issue, and we're going to try to be as fair and balanced as we can be, despite the absence of the aquatics group. So I thought maybe we might start out by introducing ourselves and who is here, and then we'll get into some of the meat and potatoes of the issue that brings us all together.
My name is Rachel Taffin.
Jennifer Becker.
Trish Slater.
Kathy Ellithorpe.
Raina Boucher.
All right. Thank you for being here, ladies. I appreciate it. And thank you for inviting me to be a part of this. Let's start with just something general. How is it that you all got together, and how is it that you all sort of decided you were going to take on this issue?
Well, we were out there at the public hearing last fall, and Kathy and I had kind of been communicating since then, and about 8 weeks ago she called me and we started talking about it. She started doing some research. I started doing some layout issues. Eventually I called Trish and I think Jennifer, and then we brought in Rachel and a couple of others, and it has just kind of flowed since then.
Got it. Does this group have a name? I feel bad not knowing what to call you all.
No name.
We're concerned citizens against the pool, right, something like that.
At least none that we give ourselves.
All right. Well, fair enough. This seems like it's maybe a little more of a social group, too. I mean, you guys all are friends, yes?
We are now.
Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, I want to just ask a general question, and I'd sort of like to hear from each of you. And when you give your answer, just give your name so folks know, because there's five of you, folks know who's given the answer. Just generally, what are your thoughts on how the hearing went the other night? Who wants to be first?
This is Kathy, and I guess I thought the hearing went very well. There were times it got a little contentious, and I'm a little sorry about that, but I also know people are very passionate about this issue, and sometimes that's how you express that. It's a little bit of a threatening issue to quite a few people in the community, and I'm kind of glad they showed up and said their piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. This is Trish. I mean, I was a little bit upset about the 60-second thing. I mean, you really can't express yourself in 60 seconds. And I feel like that enhanced the emotions of the evening as well. But other than that, I'm absolutely fabulous with the, I'm thrilled with the amount of people who showed. I love when the community can get together and actually speak their minds.
Yeah.
Jim and I, this is Raina, we were out in the lobby handing out information packets, and we had a petition. Some people left early, and we got several signatures of them on the way out, as well as quite a few comments about how they had learned some things and then listened to things in the hearing. And I would believe that almost everybody who walked out did not was not in favor of the pool. But it was, and there were some good conversations out there as well about specifics. One gentleman who is an investor in the new hotel going out, expressed concern and did not believe that they would be able to get a 4 to 6%. He thought it would be closer to an 8, 9% on $24 million, which is actually now $25.5 million as of the commissioner's meeting earlier in the month. So, but there were interesting comments, and I learned a lot from them as well on the way out.
And this is Rachel. And I think the citizens' voices were certainly heard that night. Unfortunately, the aquatics were very hesitant to answer all the questions that were posed, so the community didn't get a lot of answers. And I do think that the Rio Grande County Administrator did handle it the best that he could, and it went well.
Hi, this is Jennifer. I'm just going to echo what everybody said. I think it went well. I think emotions were high. I think we kind of expected that. I think for the most part, most people behaved. There were a few people that kind of got a little unruly, but we have a great sheriff that took care of that. I would agree with Trish. I think the 60-second thing was, it did make it a little bit more difficult, but I also get it. We were there for 2.5 hours. It would have been nice to see them split it up because they have done it in the past where they've had public hearings for 2 days.
Yeah.
So I think that would have been a little bit more fair for people. I feel like people were just getting into what they were getting ready to say, and then they were told that they were at their 10-second mark. So, but I think it went well. I think it went well.
Yeah. And in general, did you think the turnout was what you expected, more, less? What would you tell me about that, any one of you?
I think it was about what I expected.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Needed to be in the Sky High Event Center, for sure,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. One of the things, before we get into some of these meat and potato issues, which we will get into, I felt it was important for me to stand up there and ask them why it was they weren't going to come on this radio program. And I think I ruffled some feathers. That was not my intention, but what are you going to do? This is a great opportunity for them to tell the community about their pool, and they chose not to do that. Why do you think they're not here?
Well, I understood you to say, or maybe Jenny said it that night, or one of them said that they had given the reason that if they didn't get pre-written questions, they were not going to participate. Was that correct?
No, that never
okay.
came up.
Okay.
What did come up was they wanted this broadcast to air in advance of the hearing. I think they wanted to try to see maybe what some of the disagreement they were going to face was going to be all about. I don't know. They felt like it was a moot point to be on a radio program after the hearing as opposed to before. But as I said there, my job is not to insert myself in the middle of something like this and be the news. My job is to attend things like the public hearing and report the news. And I wasn't going to change that. And I think that didn't go over well with them. So anyway, we are ready to move forward here with some of the issues that we talked about and had at that hearing the other night. So who wants to jump up and go first? Kathy?
Sure. One of the things that I have said at several of the meetings is that none of the towns, Del Norte, Monte Vista, or South Fork, none of the councils or town boards have written them letters of support for the swimming pool. And there are some pretty real reasons for that. Each town has things on their own docket as far as tax increases and things that their communities need. And they felt like the addition of the swimming pool would just be too much for their constituents to bear. So none of the town councils or boards gave them letters of support. I also want and have been talking about their lack of feasibility studies, environmental impact studies, traffic impact studies. Those are just some very basic things that anyone would do prior to asking for money. And they don't even know if this is feasible. I know in the past they have done feasibility studies with other projects, and the pool projects were stopped because it was simply not feasible within the communities. And I'm not sure what's improved that they think this one would be feasible. Also, they don't really have a location for the pool. Some of the locations they have would very negatively affect the environment. They are either in communities where there are other buildings close. One of them is kind of right in the middle of a little wetland where we have a dog park. And I'm not even sure which ones are still on the table. They had four at one time. I don't know which ones are still on the table now. But those have been some of my major concerns. Aside from the fact that I know this community as well as I know my own family, they are my family. I've grown up here. And there are not very many people who feel like this is something they can afford over the long haul. And there are also not a lot of people who feel like a single-use building would be appropriate. Most of them are really willing to do a YMCA kind of facility or something that would benefit the entire community and have pickleball courts and walking paths and, you know, all kinds of things, as well as an outdoor pool. I honestly have not talked to one person who wanted an indoor facility. And so that's where my experience is, and those are my main concerns. Really, it's the people of the community and their lack of forethought and planning.
Yeah. All right, it is 6:15. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and dig into more of these meat and potato issues. Before we take the break, one of the big questions that was out there at the hearing was, tell me why it is that it's so bad that we put this thing on a ballot. Why can't it just go on the ballot and let the people decide? We're going to take a break and come back and hear your answer to that in just a bit. You're listening to a community forum on the proposed pool that's going to maybe or maybe not be on the ballot. We'll be back to talk more about it in just a bit. Keep it right here, my friends, at 96.5 The Fox.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar, since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive and protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in-the-know.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the gobbler get it.
96.5 The Fox is local radio made in the Valley. Tonight we are at SCCS on Adam Street tackling the issue as to whether or not Monta Vista should have a pool that serves, I guess, not just Rio Grande County, but the surrounding counties. That was part of their argument, I think. And before we went to break, I posed the question, what is wrong with just putting it on the ballot? That a lot of folks made that point the other night. And so what would you tell me if I asked you why it can't be just put on the ballot and let people decide whether or not they want a pool?
So this is Rachel. One of the concerns that we have is we know a lot of the second homeowners in the Valley, South Fork and Jasper, and if this goes on the ballot, they don't have a say, but their property taxes will definitely be affected. So that's why we think it shouldn't go on the ballot, because they should have a say about what happens to their properties. And another thing that we all need to consider is please research what special districts are and how they can affect other amenities for communities. There's so much to be considered with a project of this magnitude and expense. Disadvantages of special districts, there's lack of accountability. They operate with limited public oversight, making it very difficult for the residents, to monitor how the funds are used, how decisions are made, board members sometimes appointed rather than elected. The fragmentation of services, we're creating multiple special districts within the same area, and that can cause overlapping responsibilities, and it leads to confusion and who manages those services. Increased tax burden. Special districts, they impose the taxes and the fees and assessments on residents to fund these services. And if the multiple districts operate in the same area, which they will, Del Norte and then Rio Grande County, it's a cumulative tax burden, and it can become very significant without the residents fully understanding where their money's going. And it just creates very complex governance. Because each special district will have its own governing body and board and budgets, and it just creates a lot of bureaucracy.
Yeah. I think if I were to have the ability to ask the question the other night and just sort of turn around and ask everybody there, who would be in favor of a pool if you didn't have to pay for it? Don't you think every hand would have gone up? Mine would have, right?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, part of the problem as I see it, too, is we've got folks in the Valley whose rent is paid for by the government. And they would love a pool, but they don't, and they'll never have to pay for it. And so I think that needs to be something that's taken into consideration as well, right? Anybody that doesn't have to pay for it would love the chance to have somebody else pay for a pool.
So I think that's perception they get, but they need to understand that a landlord is not in the business of not making money. Neither is a business.
Right.
You know, a big concern of mine is our local Safeway. They've struggled for years. And I just worry that with the increased taxes on them, and it was a lot, I don't remember the exact amount, I think it was $6,000 or $7,000 in the first year. If they leave, they're down to one grocery store.
Right.
Who's to say what the prices are going to be
right.
at that one grocery store? So I think that's something that people have this misconception. Well, it doesn't affect me. I don't own a home. But trust me, it's going to hurt you. Not only that, but if we start losing businesses, there's not going to be Monta Vista left. There's not going to be a Del Norte left. People are going to leave. They're going to go down to Mesa County where they don't have to pay this extra tax burden.
That's right.
So,
Raina, I know you're chomping at the bit over there to get to our next topic, so I'm going to just let you go for it.
Well, I'm going to address this a little bit. As Bob said, every one of us sitting here was over the hill about having a pool. We thought it was great. I even met with Melinda Hunziker two or three times over the last couple of years. But then I started talking with the assessor, as was Kathy and several others, and I tell you, we all know her really well now. She's provided so much actual figures for us, and it's astronomical. A lot of people will lose their businesses, and there will be people who lose their homes as a result of this, whether their taxes are $100 a year or $500 a year, it will. And on that tail, Rio Grande County is one of the poorest counties in Colorado. AI overview shows 17.8% of Rio Grande County residents live below the property line. That's compared to Colorado's average of 9.6. We can't afford it. That's the bottom line. And I think we go back to the fact that people are not informed. And anyway, that's what you said. But we have a lot of concerns about that.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question, more of a procedural question. So the commissioners heard the hearing and they heard everybody's thoughts on Monday. Well, what happens now and when do they make up their minds?
So they have 20 days to make their decision. I believe we were told today it would be May 7th. It seems they're going to have a work session on the 5th. right before their decision.
Yeah.
So that is what we're looking at.
I did speak to the commissioners after the hearing, and they did not want to come on at this point and have a conversation about what they were thinking about it, which I totally understand. But they did agree to come on after they have voted and made their decision and talk about why it is that they made the decision that they make, whatever it is. And we will certainly put that here on 96.5 The Fox and 95.3 KYDN Country when that time comes. So that'll be interesting to hear what they have to say. And we'll see when this vote comes in where they go. So who's next on the agenda here? Is it Jennifer? Oh, yes, it is.
Sure. and this kind of plays into something Kathy was hitting on earlier. Another big concern that we've been talking about for quite some time is eventually in a small county like this where you have a very small taxpaying base, our needs are going to start getting pushed aside for the wants. Some of the future projects that we're looking at, Monta Vista is working on a new wastewater management treatment plant and a water tower, both things that are very much needed. Well, the wastewater treatment plant, we don't have a choice on that. We're getting penalized by the EPA. It's just that simple.
Right.
I don't know the numbers. My husband, by the way, Dale Becker, he could tell you those numbers. I don't know the numbers, but I know it's a lot. Del Norte Fire District is asking for an increase. Del Norte Town Board is discussing a new wastewater treatment plant as well and a new preschool. Sargent's considering a new elementary school. South Fork water infrastructure is a current topic. Road improvements are always ongoing, we know this, and very expensive, as are electricity, natural gas costs. Xcel, SLV, REC have already seen increases, and these costs we know will probably continue to rise, partially because of state mandates and then water and sewer rates. And then countywide, the Rio Grande County voters are going to be asked to help fund a new county jail.
Yeah.
And we did find out this morning at the commissioner's meeting that it's possible they're looking at a multi-jurisdictional jail. That's not a totally complete guarantee, but that would help relieve some of that cost. But it's still our jail. Two of us, Trisha and I, both have sons that are deputies with our GSO, and they'll tell you that jail has been long overdue of needing not just an upgrade, but a complete overhaul.
Yeah.
So that's, we got to watch out before we can't take care of our needs over our wants, our dream of a pool.
No question. Trish, I'm going to come to you now because a week or 10 days ago when I contacted you about doing this radio program, you were kind of cute the way that you answered it, at least I thought you were. And, I wasn't sure on the date, I wasn't sure on the time, and you're like, I don't care, you just tell me when and where and I'll be there. So I want to give you, I know, that would have been, and just so everybody knows, the plan was really to open up the theater and have everybody there and let the public ask questions without a time limit. And unfortunately, them choosing not to be a part of the broadcast made that not possible. However, Trish, I want to give you an opportunity to say your piece on the broadcast today and tell us what we need to know.
I feel like I have a lot, and I don't want to take up too much time. My brain works towards the legalities of a lot of things. And we touched on a little bit of it, but, one of your questions a little bit ago was, why shouldn't it go to the ballot? We shouldn't go to the ballot because the entire thing is not absolutely legal at this time. I mean, we have multiple of questions into one ballot question. We have the creation, Tabor, and the $24 million bond. All of that by law has to be in separate questions. Certainly the Tabor has to be. They did not include the 5.5% revenue law. So basically, if we say it passes and everyone agrees to de-Bruce, because that 5.5 is not in the ballot questions, they still can't go over 5.5. And then now they can't run the entire pool. It's incomplete, 100% incomplete. Then let's talk about the directors. I mean, what ballot have you guys ever seen were handpicked directors or any position handpicked, all five names under one question with no one allowed to run against them.
Right.
I've never seen that. I mean, is this a democracy? Is that how this works? That's not how this works. And then I loved last night, one of my favorite parts of last night was, you know, I had picked up on that maximum mill levy of 15 mills. Right there in the definitions, that was a very sneaky move. And the gentleman, the expert on the Zoom at that meeting, admitted, you know, if it is passed at this maximum of 15 mills, that can go up to 15 mills without a vote of the people. So everyone thinks, oh yeah, 8.5 is a lot. We absolutely, you know, it's a lot, but we need this pool. We need it for, you know, all of our students. Well, are you prepared for the 15? Because you won't have a say in that at all. Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, sneaky, yeah. Very sneaky. A lot of people don't understand this. And that's why, you know, we all pretty much have some sort of background. I mean, in the group, how it happened, you know, we all just kind of connected with one another out of knowledge. I mean, we have a former county treasurer, mayor, city council members. I mean, I'm a former administrator. We have a slew of knowledge between all of us, and we just bounce ideas off each other. That's how this began.
Yeah.
So yes, the legalities are just a huge problem, as well as their petition. I mean, they couldn't even go through their petition to notice that they had four duplicate pages.
Yeah.
Four. That's a lot. Or people literally wrote in there, I live in Alamosa.
Right.
And they were counted.
Yeah.
So by law, they have to have a actual petition that's submitted. They have to reach 200 or 30%, whichever is a smaller number. And, I mean, it doesn't even have addresses on it.
Yeah.
Half of the page is missing.
It's 6:30, so we're going to take another quick break. And the question on the other side of the break that I want to pose to you is, Carol Riggenbaugh at the hearing went through a bunch of different criteria that in her mind they didn't actually hit. And you touched on some of them just now, but mm-hmm. I do want to go over those and sort of get your opinion as to where some of that sits. And we will do that after the break, right here on 96.5 The Fox.
Hey, it's Bob Richards. We've got a brand new morning show feature. It's called The Morning Shoutout. The feature gives you the chance to wish people happy birthday or maybe a happy anniversary or say good luck to somebody before a sporting event that's coming up. All you have to do is download our app, click on the microphone icon, record your shout out, and then hit the send button. It's just that simple. We'll play the shout outs every morning. Download our app, record your shout out, and be part of the morning show here on 96.5 The Fox.
Unlock the rewards by becoming a Bison card holder. Play more to enjoy the exclusive Players Awards program with tier rewards. The more you play, and you will earn bonus play like no other, and so much more. Cash, bonus, big ticket items, gift items. It starts at the Bison Reward Center at Taos Mountain Casino. Earn rewards while you play. It pays to become a Bison Reward card holder. Put a smile on at Taos Mountain Casino.
What's it like to have internet that's made for me? It feels like having this parenting thing on lock.
Let's just say there's a lot less yelling and a lot more winning.
Ooh, I got them again. Yes.
I finally have connectivity in my home, field, and workshop. So free.
It feels like more money, honey. Your girl got the promotion.
Whether you work remote or live remote, play games or parent kids, Jade's got a plan to fit your life. All of it. Find yours at gojade.org.
In the journey of life, finding moments of tranquility and purpose can be a gift. Rocky Mountain Metaphysics understands this quest. They offer treasures like sweetgrass, sage, tarot cards, and unique gifts. Discover pure, essential oils at prices that soothe your soul. Their customizable organite radiates positivity and can make a very thoughtful gift. Visit RockyMountainMetaphysics.com to explore a world that nurtures your spirit. Rocky Mountain Metaphysics. Embrace the peace within.
96.5 The Fox is local radio made in the Valley. Today, the Valley that we're made in is SCCS's offices, where we have gathered some concerned community members to talk about the proposed pool being on the ballot. There was a public hearing on it with the county commissioners on Monday. We have invited all sides to this issue to be here. We were turned down by the aquatics folks who are attempting to put this on the ballot. You can ask them what their reasons are. Doesn't matter. We're still doing a radio show. And before the break, I asked you about Carol Riggenbaugh trying to point out to commissioners at the hearing that they didn't actually hit some of the criterion that they claimed to have hit at the beginning. What would you tell me about that?
Well, there is a specific determinations for that they have to hit. I mean, one is a clear, specific need for the district. Did anyone else think that 8,000 square mile thing was awkward? My brain was trying to wrap, like, where would they get that? I mean,
why don't
surely
you explain to folks what you're talking about.
So they had claimed that there wasn't a need within 8,000 square miles. I'm sorry, did I say feet earlier? Square miles from Monta Vista. I'm sorry, we have Blanca, we have Hooper. I mean, I'm not a mileage type of person, but certainly 8,000 square miles was not it at all. So I don't even know. I feel like often they say things that just don't make sense and where they get a little bit confused. I think we've caught them on that quite a few times. So, yeah, I mean, there absolutely isn't a very far between those two towns, and Monta Vista sits right in the middle. Adequate financial viability and revenue projections. I mean, their entire service plan, they chose 1.5% increase for the next few years. And going by statistical history, if you look at the last 10 years, it's actually a 10.66% increase. Now, move that forward. Like, they just made up the 1.5, and like I think it was Jen that someone brought up, no feasibility studies, no surveys. They don't even look at the assessor's website because that information is there. Yeah. JJ makes sure everything's available for us to see. And they just made up the 1.5. No adverse impact on existing government services. I feel like they've done a very good job at convincing people that D Mountain doesn't exist as a rec district. And guess what? They absolutely do. So basically what this would do, I know they've had this idea of, well, if they don't, D Mountain doesn't do anything with water, then it does. There's no conflict. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
I mean, D Mountain would have to get absolute approval from the county district for every single thing that they do.
Well, I know this isn't the first time that this issue of a swimming pool has come up, but I'm not sure how many times in the past it has come up. Anybody have some information on that for me?
Yeah, I am the Rio Grande County minutes guru.
Of course you are.
And yeah, this has stemmed back from 2002. 2002, it went through to 2006. Then 2007 and 8 got merged together into another one. You had 2014 when D Mountain was created. 2015 is when a county rec center, our Monta Vista manager actually was the one that headed that up to begin with, brought it to the commissioners. There was conversations, and guess what? A pool was brought up. There was a group of people that wanted to piggyback off the county rec district for a pool. And that was in 2014. We have 2019, where there were heavy conversations about organizing another pool. You have 2024, which we had where it was just Monta Vista with what, 16.8 something?
16.8 mils.
Mils, that's, that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have the one right now. Did anyone count those? One, two, three, four, I don't know. I get confused after like five.
There have been a few.
And so the 16.8 mils that they were proposing last fall would have been in addition to the 15.678 that is existing in Rio Grande County already. Kathy has some stuff on the mils.
Yeah, Raina actually got with JJ, the county tax assessor, and she provided over 7 pages of mill levies that have been imposed on Rio Grande County. And these go, well, these are 2024. And they're for things like the Water Conservation District, pest control, school districts, the ambulance, fire protection, the library, and they go on and on. Park and Rec District, D Mountain Park and Rec District, they didn't show any profit from that one. South Fork Sanitation. But the real deal is they're all needs. Every single one of these is something that the county needs, and I'm very happy to pay for those. They're something that protect you and me and the kids and the communities. Not one of these in all of these 7 pages is just simply something that I want. And as we've said before, a pool's a great idea, but not this pool and not this bid and not at this time. We have way too many things on the docket that we're all going to be facing.
Raina?
So in addition to all their other fundraising requests, San Luis Valley Aquatics, on their website, is seeking $40,000 in donations for 3 of more of their wants. One is a Vote Yes campaign. One is to help them with materials to the citizens so they could project and show the citizens that. But the first one on that list, and I quote this, costs of hiring an architectural firm to complete drawings and estimate construction costs. When I first looked at that, I thought, if they haven't done this, this should have been the first thing that they did. And if they haven't done that, how did they come up with the $24 million that they're estimating the pool to be built? And again, as we said at the beginning of April, they told the commissioners it's going to be 25.5. And there was a gentleman the other night that sounded like he knew what he was talking about. And he said, you know, given my experience, what I've seen, it's probably going to end up to be 80 or 90 million. And we can't afford that if we can't afford the 25.5 million.
Yeah. Well, ladies, I think I have, we're going to take another break here in just a minute. And then on the other side of the break, I think just now while sitting here, I have come up with the absolute perfect solution to this problem. And I think I can make everybody happy with the solution that I just came up with in my brain.
You go, Bob.
And I know you're all dying to hear what it is. So we'll take a break, and then we'll be back, and I'll tell you what my solution is coming up. Keep it right here, 96.5 The Fox.
We're doing some spring cleaning now at Town & Country Chevrolet, the new vehicle outlet mall of Colorado. Spring cleaning on the entire inventory of new GMCs and Chevrolets at Town & Country, the new vehicle outlet mall of Colorado's giant inventory. And shopping has never been easier for you with a special outlet mall pricing strategy. Pricing is clearly marked on tag on each vehicle for your shopping experience. You pay what we paid. Plus, you get all the factory incentives available, and they're clearly marked on each vehicle. Hassle and haggle free. You pay what we pay, not a penny more. Come see for yourself. It's spring cleaning at Town & Country Chevrolet, the new vehicle outlet mall of Colorado. Get the vehicle you want at the price you want to pay. So what are you waiting for? Together, let's drive to Town & Country Chevrolet of Alamosa or shop online at townandcountryalamosa.com. Thank you.
All offers on food credit plus tax, title, license, and $409 dealer handling fee. See limited details.
Rio Grande Seed and Grain is your source for Hubbard and ADM feeds. Rio Grande Seed and Grain can take care of all of your livestock feed needs. Whether you're looking for one bag or a full semi-load of livestock feed, protein tubs, mineral salt, or a custom mix, Rio Grande Seed and Grain is here for you. And don't forget, 4-H season is here. We carry Showtech and Showrite feed, so stop by the office on the 4 North or give Eric, Brett, or Demetrius a call. Rio Grande Seed and Grain, 852-4088.
Hey, it's Bob Richards. Join me tomorrow morning for the Valley's most local morning show on 96.5 The Fox, brought to you by our good friends at the new RG Bank. Your future begins today with RG Bank.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh.
feel like I'm repeating myself a lot.
For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
A limited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
96.5 The Fox is local radio made in the Valley. Tonight it's made at SCCS, where we've gathered a group of concerned citizens who are against putting the pool on the ballot in November, and they have all gathered here to tell you why. We also invited the aquatics folks here. They chose not to be a part of this broadcast, so I'm trying to, as best I can, ask questions like, who cares if it's on the ballot? Yeah, we talked about that last time we were coming back from commercial, and I thought you guys made some great points. But as I was sitting here not long ago, I was thinking about this. There's a lot of things we should put on the ballot if we're going to all agree to a mill levy, right, of to make up 24 million. Imagine what we could do with 20. Was it 24, 28? What's the number? It changes every time.
25.5 now.
Okay, so imagine if we just had that money, what we might be able to do with it besides a pool, right? We all know we need road work here in Monta Vista. There is absolutely no doubt about that. And I was thinking, why don't we just not put this on the ballot, let the roads get a little worse, and let the kids swim in the potholes? What do you think? How about that? I'm kidding, of course. Please don't send me any of your letters. I jest. All right. I have to tell you that we've been sitting here now for over 45 minutes chopping this up and having a conversation, and I don't know, ladies, as I've been more intimidated by a group in my entire life. That certainly has been something that has been put out there. What would you tell me about your intimidation tactics?
I don't understand that. We hear this a lot, and I guess having an opinion that's different is intimidating. Being a concerned citizen is intimidating somehow. I mean, I've personally never spoke to anyone on that board. I've used the little bit of knowledge that I have. I'm sorry, when I look at the plan, it just doesn't make sense. And when I know that they're going city council to city council and talking to them, I want city council to know the citizens' opinion that agree with me, that agree with all of us. Somehow, being an informed, concerned citizen is now intimidation.
Yeah.
I don't understand it at all. I think I encourage everyone to always be a little bit involved and not be afraid to speak out. I'm afraid that accusing people who just have a different opinion and going to a city council meeting or commissioner meeting, if they're going to get accused of intimidation just from being there, no one will ever show up, and our community needs to be involved.
We have about 13 minutes left in our broadcast tonight, and I know there's a couple of topics we wanted to hit on, so who wants to take the mic and hit on a couple of those topics?
So this is Rachel, and I'm going to swing back to the taxes. So if we have another special district formed in Rio Grande County, because we already have the one over in Del Norte, towns and the county and the towns are going to have specific ownership tax and conservation funds that get shifted over to this special district, as they already are with the Mountain Rec. And do you know who loses out? And that would be the schools and the fire departments. And the Del Norte School is already, or Del Norte Fire District is already asking for an increase. If we continue to shift taxes for these once, they're going to need more money to cover the fire district. And another huge concern with these districts is if we have a countywide district, we are a very big county. And we have southern part of Center that's affected by the county. We have Monta Vista, and we have Del Norte, and we have South Fork, and we also have the community of Jasper. If this pool goes in, they are going to monopolize the recreation for a pool. If South Fork wants to have a splash pad or Del Norte wants to have a splash pad, they will not have the funding or the capability because this district will monopolize that. And that is very concerning because kids in all those towns deserve rec options.
Raina?
When they talk about the money, I brought this up last fall when Jenny was talking about this. $24 million over 35 years at 4% interest, excuse me, is actually $44.6 million, and $20.6 million of that is interest. 5% would be $50 million, and 6% would be $57 million, actually, that we would pay. That's astronomical. Remember, we're one of the poorest counties in Colorado.
And all of that money would go out of the valley to a finance group or whoever is floating that bond. And whoever the investors are, most of them are out of the valley. You're not going to find very many people who would actually purchase a bond and participate in that investment opportunity. So just consider maybe $48 million would be invested outside of the valley. And I think that's pretty hard to create a feasibility study around that would look successful for the San Luis Valley when you are already spending the majority of your money out of the valley.
It was brought up at the hearing the other night that, you know, everybody, as we've already attested to here, everybody's for a pool. It's just not the right time. It's not the right way. And I guess what I would ask you guys is to do something maybe that you hadn't considered doing on tonight's radio program, and that is, when is a good time for a pool, and what is the right way to go about doing that, do you think?
Okay, I'll chime in. This is Kathy, and I know everybody else has ideas too. From the very beginning, I have said, wouldn't it be great, and I think I mentioned a little bit earlier, wouldn't it be great if we just had a rec center between Monte Vista and Del Norte that would suffice for both towns and also serve as South Fork, that would be a full rec center with rooms and buildings. And I know we have the Alcalt Center, but that's more of an event center. That's not really a place where people can go and have a knitting group, or the ladies can get together and walk, you know, in the wintertime when it's cold, or a place for the Boy Scouts to meet. So it's something we really lack in this community. And I think that would go. I would even probably be on board with that, with tax money as well. But I also know there's ways to finance those that are not through property tax increases.
Yeah, I think this community is a little bit jaded / spoiled by the fact that the Sky High Event Center happened and nobody was asked to pay for it other than some private donors. And I think some of the community thinks, well, that's just the way it should be. And that's not always the way it can be.
Although, I mean, that's what I was going to actually bring up is we have some fabulous examples here. We have the High Valley Community Center.
Yeah.
Grant funded. City pitches in. I mean, they've done a great job of even, they get federal funds through social services of Rio Grande County. So when you look at High Valley and Sky High, two fabulous creations that people have worked very hard to do, and they did it all on grants.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I don't understand. Like, it's just a, hey, you're going to pay for it. We're not trying for grants yet. We're not doing this. And I know Jen can speak a lot on Sky High, and I wish she would, because, I mean, by the time Sky High went to the county, and it wasn't even for taxes, it was for donation, or by the time it went to Monte Vista in a shared 1 cent tax increase, if memory serves.
Right.
I mean, it was, what, 98% paid for? They did a fabulous job with that one. I'm going to let Jen speak on that. She knows the numbers.
I don't know numbers. I do know that my husband was on that, the Friends of Sky High, for years, way before he was mayor, and he's coming up on 8 years of having that position with the city. But I know he has expressed that, you know, they had every single grant in place before they even thought about tearing down the old building. We had, my husband calls them the three Ks. We had Carla Wilshaw, Carla Shriver, and Kathy Woods that were at the forefront of that entire project, and they were amazing. Shout out to you guys if you're listening. They knew everything that was going to go into that building, down to the carpet color and the hand dryers in the bathroom. That's the way you get a project done. You put some thought into it before you even present it to a community. We have a 1 cent tax. The 1 cent tax that was passed, I can't remember, a few years ago. The 1 cent tax initiative in Monta Vista that goes to three projects, goes to roads, the Sky High, and our police department. I can tell you that the Sky High facility in general is paid for. My husband signed the last check last year. So the building itself is completely paid for, and that building was built in 2020. The 1 cent tax is obviously to kind of help keep it going.
Sure.
But I will tell you that Stephanie Roybal, who is out there and runs that place, she's also just super organized and has things down to a T down there, and she'll have 500-600 events a year out there. That's how you get a project done. You get together and you make an actual plan before you just throw it at the voters. I've been saying this for a while. They want us to vote on this in November, and they don't know where the pool's going to go.
Right.
I think that's an issue. So, I can't give you action numbers with Sky High. If you call Unita or Gigi at the city, they can give you all those numbers. But, I mean, that project went through really well, and we have a great facility. And I'm not saying that we can't have a great pool. I just don't think people here want to pay for it.
Yeah. If they had gone out and gotten some grants that cut the cost of this thing, I don't know, in half or more, would that change the way you're all viewing this?
I mean, once they fix the legalities, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would have really appreciated some serious conversations with the community to see what they want. That would have helped. And I kind of stole that off of someone's Facebook post. I don't remember. I apologize. Whoever put it, but they were like, why didn't you meet with us? Why didn't you hear what we need, what we want, maybe our suggestions? Instead, it's like a little close-knit group making all the decisions and saying, you have to do it.
And again, one of my concerns has always been that this is a single-use facility. Initial cost is $25.5 million. Final cost will be well over $50 million because things never go like you plan. This is a single-use facility, and I read, I don't know if it was on their website or on a previous website from a previous bid for a pool, and they said, oh, it will be reserved for laps in the morning. There will be lap swimmers there 6 days a week, 4 hours a day, and then the pool will be open to the public in the other hours. Well, there's not a lot of other hours.
Right.
And it's a single-use facility that is way too expensive, and we could do so much better than that.
Well, in the remaining 4 minutes we have, is there anything else you guys want to make sure that you get across to the public here during this program? Anybody?
So I would like to mention that, another option would be our privately owned pools. We have Hooper, the Sand Dunes pool, and we also have Splashland. Why aren't we reaching out to them and trying to work with them? If we need a cooler pool, they can cool the water, and we don't have to pay to heat it. We're just cooling it down so that you can have your swim practice in it. Why couldn't we approach them and also promote private business and help them? I've heard a lot of suggestions, buses for transport. Mm-hmm. That would be a much more financially feasible idea.
Mm-hmm. And I said really early on, we live in an outdoor paradise. Why wouldn't we buy some buses and a good insured driver and pay kids admission into national parks and the sand dunes and the swimming pools around here and take them skiing and have an outdoor rec bus event that went out of town every week and picked up kids along the way? One thing I'd like to reiterate is I am actually very sorry that the pool group didn't come. I honestly looked forward to sitting with them and letting them see our facts and figures and know where we got them and have them understand why we are so opposed to this particular pool initiative, and I would like to hear why they are so for it. We've never really actually been able to sit across the table and talk with them and have a conversation.
Anybody else before we say goodnight?
Well, I would say that I certainly hope this doesn't divide our community, because we have relationships with a lot of these folks, and from my perspective, I have not changed my feeling towards them. I still see them as great people, and I hope that they can see us the same way.
Undoubtedly, no question. Well, Raina, Kathy, Trish, Jennifer, and Rachel, thank you all for your time. I really appreciate you being here. If you only heard a part of this broadcast, there's two ways you can hear the whole thing. We are going to post it online on the website, and so you can listen to the whole thing there as a podcast. We're also going to rebroadcast this tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on 95.3 KYDN Country for that audience to be able to hear it as well. Ladies, thank you for your time and all you do for our community.
Thank you.
I appreciate
it. Thank you.
And that'll do it from SCCS. We hope you have found the past hour or so to be informative, and I really appreciate you listening. And like I said, two other ways for you to listen to this in its entirety. I hope you use those if you didn't get a chance to hear this whole broadcast. That'll do it for tonight. I'm Bob Richards. Thank you for listening.